Golok. Golok is superior than Vaikuntha, but inferior than Dwarka even. In Golok, there are three loks, Krishna loks, Dwarka, Mathura, and Vrindavan, Braja, Gokul, like this, Vrindavan. So, here, Uddhava was not a Brahmagyani. He was knowing Krishna, that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He could not forget this, even he went to the lotus feet of gopis. And that is why he wanted to forget Krishna, the Bhagavata of Krishna, supremacy of Krishna. And he wanted to be like any braja, gopi, gop, any peacocks, like any shuk, parrot or anything, like deers, but he could not be. And that is why he had to return to Mathura. He was so much feared that, oh, gopis, always weeping for Krishna, always keeping weeping, and Krishna is not coming here. So Krishna may give up me also, so I should return just now. He could not be a feed dust of gopis even. And so he prayed, Bhande Nanda Vrajeshtinam Padrinam Bhavikrasa. And what, after that, what dialogue began in Uddhava and gopis? No dialogue at all. Only gopis were telling and weeping, sometimes in angry, abusing Krishna, and other different modes. So though he heard all these things, and then he told, oh, Krishna is certainly merciful. Krishna is solely here, not in Mathura, only part is there. Here solely. I realized it. Oh, gopis have done a splendid mercy to me. By their separation mode they have told here. Bharmar Geet, not Gopi Geet. Not Gopi Geet. No, not Gopi Geet. Bharmar Geet. Gopi Geet is Jayatiti Dhikam Janmana Vraja. So, you should know all these things, that you should not have any confusion in all these things. So Uddhava was not Brahmagyani, but he was pure bhakta, but he has some Aishwarya Gyan. In Braj, this Krishna Tattva or Aishwarya Gyan cannot go enter there. So we will have to give up and forget all. Now today is Ekadashi. I want that in a brief we can remember Ambarish Maharaj and Durvasa, who will, you can come here and in brief Prem Prayojan, you can Upakhyan. There are so many things. There are so many things to learn. First, you should try to learn and to practice this and realize this thing. What is this speciality that today has been called Ekadashi? This is the 11th day from Amavasya or Purnima, full day or full. And we have also 11 senses. 10 Gyan and 10 karma. Five karma senses and five Gyan senses. This 10 and mind, 11. By 11 all these senses, we should try to be nearer to Krishna. Ekadashi. By 11 senses, upavas. Upavas. Up means very near. Vas, to leave. Today we should try to be with Krishna, nearer Krishna, anyhow, with our whole senses, mind, body and everything. If you are not following this, then something will be harmful. Today, moon becomes so nearer to earth. It attracts water everywhere. If the water is in sea, river or in our body, anywhere. If you are taking anything, grain, it is like a blotting paper. If you are taking mulli water here, it will go away, pass away. Very soon. But if you are taking grain and water both, then it becomes like a blotting paper, right? And like tulo,
cotton.
And even you can do like this, but even some water will be there. So if you are taking any grain, chapati, or all other grains, or anything made by them, that it becomes like cotton or
sponge.
A sponge. It will hold so much water, and Chandra will, moon will attract, and all your bad diseases will go up. So any person who have some disease, the disease increases in these days, especially from Ekadasi to Purnima, full moon, and Ekadasi to Amavasya. And you can see, you can test in hospitals, about 99% person die on these days. You can watch. We have tested it. So, you are controlling on Ekadasi, and not taking grain, but if you can take, it is better that nirjala, no water. Today in India, all are observing nirjala ekadashi. Even boys, little boys, and now hotness is about 48 degrees. But even they will take. No harm at all, nothing. So by this, we can take all diseases. You can see that in sea, in ocean,
high tides,
and water comes so high. So in our body, it will be like so. So we should be careful. And how to be with Krishna, nearer to Krishna? Krishna and Tadiya. Tadiya means Tulasi. Ganga, Yamuna, Vrindavan,
Giriraj,
temple, any temple of Radha Krishna. All are tadiya. Mostly his devotees, pure devotees, Rashik and Tattvajna, Uttam Adhikari, or Madhyam Adhikari even. If you are associating with them, being in Vrindavan, being nearer to Tulasi plant, to Puri Dham, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. In Govinda Gopinath, all temples, praying, hearing Hari Katha, then you will be nearer to Krishna. So this is called Upavas. No? So you should try to be, don't do any worldly things. At least we should take one day in one, in four,
2 weeks.
Two weeks. No? Only one day you can complete. To be nearer to them. Then you cannot come down. Your bhakti will increase and develop, certainly, by the association. So Krishna has arisen, and he has become himself Ekadashi. That today you should give your 11 senses to me. So this is a very good thing. Krishna has become Ekadashi, so we should try to observe. We see that Krishna did like chakra and ordered her to Shishupal, for Shishupal. In 1 second, like, and at once she cut down the head of Shishupal. Everywhere you see that Krishna, if he takes and throws in a second, very quickly, it cuts the head. But why 1 year it took that Durvasa was running and chakra was not cutting his head? Why? What is the reason? There must be something. Why he was not cutting the head? He should not cut in 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, 1 month. It took
1 year.
Nearly 1 year, and even he could not cut. And following, and he was quickly running and he was falling. He was running, but some two angles,
fingers
here. Why? What is the reason? Kya?
Because the Vrishma Maharaj was praying to Lord Vishnu constantly that please nothing should harm Durvasa.
Not this was the reason. This was not. Durvasa cannot, Ambarish Maharaj cannot be opposite to Krishna. If Narayan or Krishna has thrown that Chakrasudarshan, he must cut it out. But Sudarshan is not only weapon. Sudarshan means
auspicious
vision. By this anyone does not die, cannot die. He will not destroy, but he will give eyes, whether by cutting head or by any means. Here, Durvasa was pure Vaishnava. Because he is manifestation of Shankar, Vaishnava Nang Jatha Sambhu, he wanted to glorify in indirect way too. That what is bhakti and how powerful are devotees of Krishna. Durvasa, though he can give any benediction to anyone, he has given some benediction to Radhika. What? What benediction? Yes.
More than it.
More than that. How he can be opposite to any person like Ambarish Maharaj? Wanted to glorify bhakti and glorify himself Krishna. That Durvasa, high class of Brahmin, yogi, he's mortal, he's amar, ajar amar.
Immortal.
He can give any benediction to anyone. So high place. Living in Brahmalok, not in this earth,
material world.
And Hare Krishna, or anyone. Govinda Damu Dharmadaviti, or anything. Very simple. Doing all these services, collecting flowers, making garlands, always doing all his controlling, he gave it to his ministers, having to maintain his kingdom and anything. And he personally used to do all the service of Krishna. Very simple. No one could realize him that he is so high class of devotee. So you can also understand this. Any devotee who is only chanting Hare Krishna, doing his worldly jobs, everything, maintaining his life. But he is more than any yogi, brahmagyani like Durvasa. He may not realize his position, his sthiti,
position.
But yet he is so much higher than any of the brahmagyani or anyone. So Durvasa, Chakrasudarshan, knowing this, Durvasa is also my bhakta. He wants to glorify bhakti and bhakta and Bhagavan. So, as he is going to glorify all in any indirect way, so indirect way I should do. I will not cut his head, but I will
pursue him.
I will pursue him,
making fear
for all others. That Chakshudarshan always protects and saves any devotee. Like Prahlad Maharaj and all others, Gajendra, you know?
Yeah.
Like this. Another thing is that if a man is like Durvasa coming to us, and there is Ekadashi or any simple thing, Ambarish Maharaj is thinking what to do. In one hand, if I am taking Charanamritam, then I am neglecting that Brahmin and Yogi, Brahmarj Yogi. And in other hand, there is Ekadashi. If I am not observing Ekadashi by taking then I am neglecting Ekadashi, which is more harmful, to disobey any Brahmin or to disobey bhakti. He thought that I may disobey lakhs and lakhs Brahmins, not only, so Brahmagyani Yogi I can. But I cannot defame even anything, naam brahmani, govinde naam brahmani vaishnave, salpa punyavatang rajan vishwas nahi vajayata. I cannot defame Hari name, Ekadashi. Ekadashi is the mother of bhakti. You know this? Ekadashi is mother of
devotion.
So if you will do, observe Ekadashi, then bhakti will surely come. But it seems very ordinary thing. But not ordinary thing. So he not disobeyed, but he took some paran, like a charanamritam. This was both, not paran and also paran. Because water is not like grain or anything. When you will do nirjala, then if you are taking water, then it is paran. Otherwise, if you are taking fruits and water, anything by water, it will be no paran, you will have to take grain. So he was nirjala. For 3 days, first day, upavas.
One time.
Last day, one time. And midday,
whole
Ekadashi, nirjala. Not sleeping a minute in night, always chanting and remembering. This is the process of Ekadashi. But we are not so much qualified, so Krishna has given some concession. And Swami Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, has given more concession to us. You can take abundant of fruit, milk, curd, no harm. But do Ekadashi. Don't take grain. But try to not to take more than two times or one time. One time is okay. If you are not able, and even you can take two times, but not three times, four times, fifth times, sixth times, and 1 kilo of
juice,
1 kilo of rabadi, you know, rabadi, again mango, then these fruit juice, that orange juice, and after that apple juice, and again going on. Don't give rest to stomach, always drink. This will, that we should not follow like those things. One or two times is sufficient, but half stomach, very little, then it is Ekadashi, you can observe. Now I am coming to my subject. Lila, Tritiya Parichet. I have explained Anarpiti Charing Chirat Karuneya Vatirna Kalo Samarapaitam Unnato Jalrasang Swabhak Hariya Pura Sundara Duti Kadamba Sandipita Sada Ridaya Kandaris Purutumi Sachinanda. I explained only two lines. Samarpayitum unnata ujjvalarasam. What is samarpayitum unnata ujjvalarasam? And also I explained swabhakti. Swabhakti means what? Swabhakti, what I told.
You're saying that
bhakti. Radhika's mood. What mood? Mahabhav. More than that. Rude, adi-rude, modan, madan, these modes. Especially madan bhav, which was in Srimati Radhika. So Srimati Radhika was there. So the beauty, splendor of Srimati Radhika's bhakti, not full, not unnat ujjvala rasa. The beauty of that Srimati Radhika's mood of Mahabhava, all these things. Like Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari, Raghunath Das Goswami. I told that slok, Padab Jyostava Binabardashyameva. Like this. I want not to be your Sakhi, O Radhike, I want to be your eternal maid servant. There is no maid servant in Vaikunth, what to tell of there in Braja. All are Sakhis, very beloved Sakhis. So, Swabhakti Sriyam, Sriyam means the beauty. What was that beauty? To serve Srimati Radhika. In the guidance of Srimati Radhika, bending towards Radhika, to serve conjugal. This is Sri. Beauty of that bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to sprinkle this thing, Swabhakti Sriyam. That is Raga Nuga Marga. Rag Marga Sikhaite. It will come later on. Hariha Purat. Hari has two meaning. What? One loin. So many meanings. But here, two meanings. Hari means himself, Krishna. He is so attractive, especially by his four things, that is Venu Madhuri, Rupa Madhuri, Leela Madhuri, Gunamadhuri. Even not in Narayan, not in Ram. So he is Hari. Hari means to take away, to stole away. Krishna, by his four sweet things, he takes and stalls the pure heart of any devotee. So he is called Hari. He can take all our offenses, ignorance, all our sins, bad activities, unwanted thing. So he is called Hari. So Hari means to loin also, and that stealing everything. Here, so Hari ha purata sundara dutika dambasan deepita. Purata sundara dutikan dambasan deepita. He took the inner mood. Inner mood? Inner mood of Radhika. That is Mahabhav. More than Mahabhav, Madan, which is only in Srimati Radhika. And also he took the splendor, body, this thing. And he has become Hari. Hari mane Gaur Hari. Here. So, Sada Hidaya Kandare. Kandara means?
Cave.
Like if there is dangerous any mad elephant in a cave, and if he smells a
lion,
he smells anything of any tiger or lion, gandha means?
Smell.
He at once run away from there, quit that place. Otherwise, the lion will attack that elephant, mad elephant, and he will kill. So, that Hari, Krishna Hari, should come in my heart, that he will take my all ignorance, also offense, are like mad elephants. He will take all and he will burn or destroy them. And in other meaning, Hariha, that Hari should come in my heart, who Sachinandan, taking the beauty and inner modes of Srimati Radhika. He should come in my heart, and he should take my heart, he stole my heart, and he should clarify, smooth, and make so fragrant and sweet. And then I will realize what is conjugal love. And then I will offer myself in the lotus feet of conjugal, especially blending towards Srimati Radhika. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Purna Bhagavan, Krishna Brajendra Kumar. What Swamiji has written, you can read. The meaning of this sloka.
Lord Krishna, the son of the king of Braj, is the supreme Lord. He eternally enjoys transcendental pastimes in his eternal abode, Golok, which includes Brajadham.
You should have a meaning of Golok, Vrindavan Braja. But also in Golok. In Golok, Golok, Dwarka, Mathura, Braja.
In the previous chapter, it has been established that Krishna, the son of Brajendra, the king of Braj, is the supreme personality of Godhead with six opulences. He eternally enjoys transcendentally variegated opulences on his planet, which is known as Golok. The eternal pastimes of the Lord in the spiritual planet Krishna Lok are called aprakat, or unmanifested pastimes, because they are beyond the purview of the conditioned souls. Lord Krishna is always present everywhere, but when he is not present before our eyes, he is said to be aprakat, or unmanifested.
पूर्ण भगवान कृष्ण ब्रजेंद्र कुमार गोलोके ब्रजर सहित नित्य विहार. यू शुड रीड द मीनिंग.
Lord Krishna, the son of the king of Braj, is the supreme lord. He eternally enjoys transcendental pastimes in his eternal abode, Golok, which includes Brajadham.
You should know that clearly, that Brajadham is one, Advaya Tattva. But like Krishna, how many Krishna? How many Krishna? You cannot count. Being in Golok Vrindavan,